T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time for your entertainment buzz, and of course we have a streaming show to tell you about, but Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us. We do have some network premieres to discuss.
Yeah, you know, it's still a very busy week of network premieres. As of tonight, we're going to have a second season of NBC's Bizarre La Brea, where people fell through a sinkhole into prehistoric America. And then The Rookie does its thing, and it spins off with a show called The Rookie Feds, where Niecy Nash is playing an FBI rookie. So, you know, crossover potential and spinoff potential. That's the way the networks work. But like you said, streaming is upon us all the time as well. And the big show going to make a lot of noise this week is a movie premiering on Netflix on Wednesday called Blonde. And Blonde is based on Joyce Carol Oates' book, novel. And so this is about Marilyn Monroe. And it sort of still staggers me that 60 years ago to this year is when Marilyn Monroe died. And we're still so fascinated by this iconic movie goddess. But also just, you know, the turbulence of her life and her short life. So that's what Blonde is all about. It's not going to be a traditional biopic. It's based on a novel and a very sort of a psychologically deep novel. So I think what most people are describing this as is a sort of a psychological horror story, as you sort of get the definition between who Marilyn Monroe is and who Norma Jean is, and all of the abuse, the emotional and sexual abuse she went through over the time, and her very unhappy marriages and all of that. So it's not going to be a happy film. It's not going to be for everybody, but it definitely has Oscar buzz, especially when it comes to the performance of Ana de Armas, who broke out in the movie Knives Out, and she has transformed herself into Marilyn in a pretty remarkable way from what I've seen so far. But this is the first movie, to my knowledge, on Netflix that got an NC-17 rating, so the material here is pretty graphic and really out there, and it's not going to, like I said, be for all tastes. So if you want the old Marilyn, I suggest you go to Turner Classic Movies and see if they're showing Gentlemen Prefer Blondes sometime. But for now, Blonde is going to make some noise, and maybe it'll get an Oscar nomination for Ana de Armas.
All right, interesting stuff. That is Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.